This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the 2017 Midsummer Pride March broadcast, presented by Joy 94.9. Your voice, your radio station. The joy of summer. The joy of summer.
Live from the balcony of the Prince, Macca and Tass, and it's Sunday Magazine.
Sunday Magazine
Sunday
it
magazine.
Is.
Martin Foley, the member for Albert Park, minister for every bloody thing. Welcome.
But most importantly, equality, Macca.
Equality.
Let's be real about it.
Welcome, Martin.
Thank you, Macca. Thank you, Tass. It's a great honour and indeed pleasure to be here. Happy Pride to everyone.
And Martin, you are in fact Australia's first minister for equality, aren't you?
I am indeed, and that is with a clear agenda to make sure that LGBTI equality does not fall off the political and community agenda. And on days like today, to really celebrate, affirm and look to the future for what we need to promote that equality agenda across our community.
So what does Pride mean to you, Martin? I mean, you've been the member for Albert Park for quite a while. You succeeded John Cindy Thwaites, as we call him. What does it mean to you, personally?
It's... Without wanting to be too cheesy about it,
I'll go on.
It is actually all that is good about this community. What are we up to? 28th Pride, is it?
I think it might be the 22nd.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
But in terms of just what a fantastic community St Kilda is, and just this reflects our best values and our best selves back at us, and I think that is something worth marking, worth celebrating. And increasingly as we see perhaps global and national trends heading in a harder, I hate to say it, nastier direction, just how important it is to reaffirm that commitment to diversity, inclusion and LGBTI equality, and look to how we not just cement it, but grow it in this community.
So Martin, are you marching today? And who are you marching with if you are?
Yes, I'll be marching. I'll be marching with the Premier, Daniel Andrews, who of course will now be making this his third Pride March as Premier, the first Premier to march in a Pride March, and with the Rainbow Labor Group. And indeed, the strong focus that we'll have, particularly around young people in the march today, and in the Indigenous support that we're also bringing to our equality agenda, they're the two real key highlights to me.
We've heard from Karen that we're expecting at least 6,000 people to march. How many of those are part of your group?
5,900.
They're all my flock.
I think one of you spoke, Martin, you know, the environment is always changing, and it's important, you know, for people that are marching and those that are watching to understand what this is about. It's about affirmation, it's about standing up to be counted, and it's about demonstrating your solidarity. Now, solidarity is a word, you know, a lot of people use it in different ways, but it's about a broad community, isn't it? And everyone supporting diversity.
And more than supporting it just on one day, you need that one day, you need that community coming together, that pride, in the best possible sense of the word, about our best values, our shared values, about what inclusion and diversity means. And this one day brings it into sharp relief, but then for the other 52 weeks of the year, it's about living, expressing and building those values into good outcomes for people.
Martin, over the last couple of years, you've had a fairly fabulous track record of achievements around the equality space. I'm not going to list them all, but things like supporting the Safe Schools program, launching is probably not quite the right word, but having a commissioner for gender and equality, the health programs, the range of investments in things like grants for cold communities, young people, and mental health promotion. What are one or two or three things that we can look forward to in the next couple of years?
Well, obviously, and I see you've got Jude Munro, who's the chairperson for the Pride board. That will be, talk about affirmation, talk about taking things to the centre of community. That will be a absolutely cracker of a project, and one that we're extremely excited about. I suppose more broadly, it's more than just continuing. We will have a whole series of LGBTI community grants, More support for the Safe Schools Coalition, our outreach programs to regional and rural Victorians. But it is really about using this opportunity to embed diversity, inclusion and LGBTI support principles across all of what we do in the Victorian public sector and related areas. Not just education, not just health, not just justice, but in every part of what Victoria does as a community, we need to make sure that at the heart of that is a recognition of what is the LGBTI angle for support, for growth and for inclusion in whatever it is we do.
Can we expect any more legislative change?
We haven't given up. So one of the disappointments that we had was the very unfortunate knocking off of the legislation around support for our trans community when it comes to birth certificates and identity issues. We would be hopeful that we'll be able to revisit that. Whether that's in the legislative or other form is yet to be decided. But yes, there will be a whole host of still to roll out commitments that will need legislative backing. Most of the legislation programs already out the door. This is really from the second half of the political cycle about embedding diversity, inclusion, LGBTI equality principles in everything we do as a government and as a community.
It's a big job, Martin, and I know this has a big impact on personal time and professional time. I want to acknowledge the time you've put in. I want to acknowledge the time that your family don't have you there. It's a big part to take out of your life. But I want to congratulate you the job you've done as Minister for our community and for the wider Victorian community is a fantastic job. Thank you, and please let us know what we as a community need to do to continue to support these initiatives, because they're really important.
Look, thanks, Macca, but what we've got is a fantastic array of consultative processes in place right across the LGBTI community, young, old, rural, inner city, and we want to make sure that we listen equally to what our LGBTI friends and community are telling government.
Great. Enjoy the march. Make sure you give us a wave when you come past. We'll wave back. You are listening to the Pride March broadcast from the balcony of the Prince, Macca and Tass. Stay tuned, because there's more, but here's some important messages.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.